WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic for TVWorthWatching.com, sitting in for Terry Gross.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
It's been 40 years since that depressing advice was offered in the film The Graduate. On today's Fresh Air, in honor of that anniversary and the release of a new commemorative DVD, we're going to hear interviews Terry Gross recorded with four people behind the film The Graduate, starting with its director, Mike Nichols. The Graduate was one of the first films to depict the alienation young people felt towards their parents' generation in the 1960s. Dustin Hoffman starred as a college graduate who had returned, a bit aimlessly, to his parents' upper-middle-class suburban home. One night, after a party thrown by his parents in his honor, Benjamin is recruited to drive home Mrs. Robinson, the wife of his father's business partner. Mrs. Robinson, played wonderfully in the film by Anne Bancroft, convinces a reluctant Benjamin to come into the house. She puts on some mood music and gives him a drink.
May I ask you a question? What do you think of me?
What do you mean?
You've known me nearly all your life. You must have formed some opinion of me.
Well, I always thought that you were a very nice person.
Did you know I was an alcoholic?
What?
Did you know that?
Look, I think I should be going.
Sit down, Benjamin.
Mrs. Robinson, if you don't mind my saying so, this conversation is getting a little strange. Now, I'm sure that Mr. Robinson will be here any minute now.
No.
What?
My husband will be back quite late. He should be gone for several hours.
Oh, my God.
Pardon?
Oh, no, Mrs. Robinson. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Mrs. Robinson, you didn't expect...
What?
I mean, you didn't really think I'd do something like that.
Like what?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
For God's sake, Mrs. Robinson. Here we are. You got me into your house. You give me a drink. You put on music. Now you start opening up your personal life to me and tell me your husband won't be home for hours.
So?
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me. Aren't you?
In a few minutes, we'll hear Dustin Hoffman talk about the role that made him a star. But first, let's hear from the man who cast him, director Mike Nichols, who won an Academy Award for directing The Graduate. When Terry spoke with him in 2001, she asked Mike Nichols about the most famous shot from that film.
The scene that this is from is the scene in which Mrs. Robinson, played by Anne Bancroft, is trying to seduce the young Dustin Hoffman freshly out of college. And the shot that I'm referring to is just as he's saying, Mrs. Robinson, are you trying to seduce me? She has been sitting on a bar stool. She's wearing a fairly short skirt. And as if in answer to that question, she has like raised her legs a little bit and separated them. She's like bent one of her legs. And you shoot Dustin Hoffman through that one bent leg. And that shot even became the shot used, or the image used in the ad campaign.
Right.
Can you just talk a little bit about coming up with that shot?
Well, that scene was all about him being stalked by Mrs. Robinson, you know, and we talked about it being a jungle, and it was a jungle. There was all these plants in the Beverly Hills garden that was, you know, behind the glass that surrounded this sun porch, and we talked about her being the tiger in the jungle, and she had a striped dress on, and tiger striped dress on, and it was all built to be a trap, a tender trap. And then I wanted to just to find a way to express the fact that she was being extremely provocative, and that he was framed by that provocativeness, and that it was making him sweat. And there was her leg, and it was up, and it seemed logical, you know, to shoot through the arch of that leg.
And did you try it many different ways before coming up with just the right shot?
No, we just did that one shot. I mean, there it was. Anne put her heel up on the bar stool, and there was this very nice little arch through which you could see Dustin very well. And I said, oh, good, let's come over here. I like this. So, you know, things that become famous in movies are a concatenation of so many things that are out of control that have to do with the theme and with the way the theme strikes a time and a moment and people in their unconscious, all sorts of things that we don't control. But the process of choosing the pieces, the beads for the necklace that eventually gets thrown into the flames on the funeral pyre or that gets put on the princess as she's made into the queen, the process of making the beads, to try to abandon this metaphor as quickly as possible, is always the same. You know, you just look for the shot that most clearly expresses what's happening.
Mike Nichols, speaking to Terry Gross in 2001. His next film, Charlie Wilson's War, comes out next month.